Numbers chapter 36, verses 5 to 9. Zelophehad's daughters again. Part 2. The concern resolved. Now you remember what we're talking about, what we're thinking about here, the concern. What concern is that? Well, you remember that Zelophehad's daughters, this man has died with no sons, Zelophehad's daughters have inherited his land. So far, so good. But the family heads of the clan of Gilead, son of Machir, had realized that if these daughters married outside the clan, outside the tribe, then in the year of Jubilee and the settlement of land, their husbands, the new tribe, would take over the land that really belonged to the clan of Machir and so on, this children of Manasseh. In other words, if they marry outside the tribe, the inheritance not only stays with them during their life and so on, but at the Jubilee, it then becomes their husbands and it becomes a new tribe. And so the land will move from one tribe to the other. And you can see that in the passage of time, it's like these pandemics we're talking about now, these viruses that come, they spread. And eventually, the Israel would be in a terrible muddle. We won't know, they wouldn't know whose land belonged to which. No tribes, all the divisions would have broken down. And these people have been concerned about it, these family heads. And they've raised it with Moses, and he's brought it before God. And the decision is now made that they can... there's no quarrel land going to the daughters, but they must marry within that clan, within that tribe, so that that land stays within the particular tribe. Now, I want to look at this concern, right? That God had, Moses had brought this before the Lord. Now, we don't read that here, but we read it in 27 verse 5. This is what he did when the problem first came to him, the issue of Zelophehad's daughters. Now, this next stage in the problem, surely he would have done the same. Anyway, we know that the Lord directed him. Verse 5. Then at the Lord's command, Moses gave this order to the Israelites. So God, through Moses, settled this problem. You see, the issue was settled. It wasn't fudged. It wasn't brushed under the carpet. It wasn't, oh, we'll cross our fingers and hope for the best. It wasn't, well, put it off and think about it. We'll call up a committee and decide about it. None of that nonsense. They went to God. God told them. Moses passed it on. And then he gave this ruling. Through Moses, God gave this ruling to the Israelites. Here's a tremendous principle, surely. We, in the days of the new covenant, we have decisions to make. We have issues to face. We have problems to deal with. What do? Well, we go along and set up a committee. We cross our fingers. We say, let go and let God. We don't. We go to God in his word. We pray and we look at the scriptures and we ask for God's guidance in the scriptures. And as these people obeyed God through Moses, as they obeyed that word, the Lord commanded Moses, and this is what these people have said is right now, and then this is what the Lord commands, and so this is what the way they were governed, and this is the way we must be governed. I fear it's not always so. Over evangelicals, yes, the word of God is our authority. Well, that's not true. What do you mean? Well, in many cases, confessions are the authority. In other cases, expediency, pragmatism. Oh, well, it seems good to us to do it this way. This is the way church down the road is doing it. This works, pragmatism. No. It's what Scripture says. It's what Scripture says. This should be an obvious thing. This marks out the evangelical. These people are obedient to God in his word. And the people are given this. This is the solution, that they are free to marry, but they must marry within the tribe. And so that land stays within the tribe. The principle that the tribal inheritance, the clan's inheritance, is sacrosanct. Now, this is just over land, but of course Israel is playing a vital role in the history of covenants. And it's the old covenant, then it's going to lead on to the Davidic covenant, and then it's going to lead into the covenant which Christ establishes. And all this is vital grist to the mill, and these people are having to play their part. And praise God, at this time, these leaders and the people are willing to be obedient to God in his word. And they're willing to face God. They won't make their own mind up. And this became a law and a statute in Israel. It's emphatic. Hold on to the land. And you'll find it comes later, Deuteronomy 25, 5 to 6, for example. The land is important here. No inheritance may pass from tribe to tribe, for each Israelite tribe is to keep the land it inherits. Well, it's all old covenant. It's all been rendered obsolete now. It's been fulfilled in Christ and so on. But the principle comes over. I've spelled it out. We must be evangelical, and not just in name. Scripture must be our authority. I'm amazed. You know, the confession, the Westminster Confessions, and I suppose the 1689, they'll make these confessions. You know, they make these statements. These are secondary standards. You know, that's what people say. But when you listen to people talking, they're not secondary at all. They're primary. Scripture comes second. And then, of course, people don't bother with confessions. As I say, it's expediency or pragmatism. Oh, may God deliver us from it. Praise God, at this time, these people saw the long view, took the long view, saw the history, saw the importance of it all. It was no trivial matter. It wasn't a small matter. They knew they had to do this. By the way, Israel doesn't have the land yet. This is all being worked out by faith. Well, that's another credit mark. And there are many things you say I can say against Israel, and I do speak against Israel. They failed badly, book of Judges and so on. Very clear, yes. And the king. So it's a terrible history, and their captivity. But here, at least they are thinking. And although they don't have the land, by faith they're still marking the importance of it. They're concerned about it. And God is concerned, Israel is concerned, and they got faith in God here. These are lessons for me. I must believe. I want to believe. I want to obey. I want to look at God in his word and trust God in his word and obey God in his word and take God in his word and not go by pragmatism or expediency or tradition or confessions or other churches or other men's ideas. No. What does God say? I mean, Paul could say to the Galatians, you're so quickly moving away from the gospel. May it not be true. May we not think anything trivial, anything small, that some of these small decisions, so say, have the most devastating effects. Think of what this would have been. If this had just slipped through, it wouldn't be long before Israel wouldn't know which tribe was which and which piece of land belonged to who, and it'd be all over the place. Praise God that Israel at this time shows a better spirit. And I hope it's a rebuke and a challenge and an encouragement to you, brother and sister, as it is to me, for Christ's sake. Amen.